Well, hello, my friends. I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
And this is Voice Coaches Radio. And it's episode 692. We're going to call this episode Memorable?
Yeah.
Memorable voiceover jobs.
Unforgettable.
Unforgettable. That's even better. Unforgettable voiceover jobs. Let's call it that. I like it. Cool. All right. So, Tina, why don't you tell me? I mean, you've done so many jobs, but tell me about the job you remember the most, and it was funny, if it was tragic, hopefully funny. Funny would be much better than tragic.
Yes, I know. It was not tragic. It was just a different experience, I'm going to have to say that, but it stands out only because I did this read for Microsoft. Had no idea it was Microsoft until I got down to, I had to record in New York City, in a studio at New York City. And I think I was expecting like what we see here as a studio. So, you know, it's just purposely music, voice acting. It basically was like an office building. And so in an office floor. So I went into the building and got to the floor and walked in, and there's cubicles all over the place. And then in the back of the office space was where I was going to record. Like in a phone booth, which was the craziest thing because all sides were glass. And I wasn't expecting the client to be there. And I didn't know it was Microsoft until I got there. And they handed me the script and they said, here, sit down. Here's the script you're going to read. We'll be with you in a little bit. So like 25 minutes later, but I'm reading this and I'm going, okay, woo, Microsoft, this is great. Okay, I can handle this. So they walk me to the back and there's that phone booth, all glass. Engineer sits on the right side, right to me, in front of me. And then the client was right there. The Microsoft bigwigs were right in front. And that's when I have the nervousness. You know, you're just like, because normally I'm okay. You know, I'm used to being in a studio. I do radio. I'm used to all this. And I just saw, and I just started sweating like crazy. Like, so I'm in there and I'm doing the read and everything's going smoothly. And I can't remember what it was, but whatever word it was, it all of a sudden came out with a very Long Island sound. I don't know what it could be, car. I don't know, but maybe I was going ka or something like that. I had, and the engineer was really great. And he was just like, he goes, we just got to pick that up because that all of a sudden hit. And so what we had to do was we had to go back and forth and he had to say car. And then I went car, car, car until it finally came out. But the good thing was because of my personality, I was very nervous, but when I get nervous, I talk and joke around a lot. So that's when I was getting nervous because I couldn't get the word car down right. And it was like, kept coming out, ka, ka, ka. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And I just, and so that's when I started joking around with the Microsoft people. And I figured, you know what? I don't care. I'm just going to joke around with them. The good thing is they had a good sense of humor. I mean, but they're all in suits. Even the woman there, she's in a, you know, business attire, you know, and I'm just like, oh my goodness. I'll tell you, I walked out of there drenched, but it was just, I could not get it. But finally, I think after 5 minutes of repeating car, I got the word car to come out, not ka. And they were really good sports about it. But that will always stand out in my mind. Always.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. I had one. I was in the studio. It wasn't for that particular job. And this can happen. This is interesting. So you never know. So you could be in a studio and get pulled into another job, which happened to me. So there was a client there doing I don't know if you want to call it an action figure. I don't think it could, it's not an action figure. I guess it's a doll. Maybe it was they're doing this doll called Beer Man, which was to be sold in Spencer's Gifts, which I think it was sold in Spencer's Gifts for years. And they had a voice actor there already. And for whatever reason, the voice actor just wasn't working. So I was on my way out and they said, hey, did you want to try this? Look, we need a voice actor for this year here. Did you want to give this a try? I said, yeah, sure. This sounds great. And so I went in. And so now, a little background. I was a younger then, and not too much younger, but I was younger. This is a pretty long time ago. And my entire childhood, I wrestled at a high level. So I wrestled in high school. I wrestled in college. And so I didn't drink a lot. And, you know, until I was probably 25 years old or something, you know. So I didn't really drink. And so where other kids were out partying.
Yeah,
I wasn't
yeah.
doing any of that. I was running.
You're a sports guy. Out. Yeah.
So I get into the booth. They didn't give me a lot of anything. Mm-hmm. I get into the booth, put the headphones on. They go, okay, here's what you're going to do. We want you to sing 99 Bottles of Beer on the Wall. Just the first verse. Right. So they didn't put anything in mm-hmm. front of me. And I said, mm-hmm. because I'd never sang this song in my
yeah,
life. I didn't drink as a younger person. And so I looked through the glass and I said, okay, how's it go? And the producer goes, come on. And I go, no, I really don't know
yeah.
how it goes. I've never sang the song. And, mm-hmm. and he said, okay. So he sings it to me, you know? So he goes, now, here's the direction mm-hmm. they give me. We want you to sound buzzed, not drunk. We want you to sound buzzed, not drunk. And I said, okay. And then I sing it, right? And mm-hmm. now here's the thing. I forget, because again, it's the first time mm-hmm. I've ever
yeah.
sang the song. I forget there's one less bottle at the end, right? Because the bottle, whatever happens, it falls off the wall or whatever. Yeah. And so at the very end, I go, 99, oops, 98 bottles of beer on the wall. And they go, perfect.
Oh.
One take. They kept it. They added a hiccup. They added a hiccup sound effect after I went, oops. They added a hiccup, and they put it in the doll, and it was sold as Spencer's gift for like years.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's hysterical.
Yeah. So it was, there's an example of, you know, getting lucky, I guess, and getting a job. But it was weird. And so now I know the song, you know, in case I ever have to do it again. Beer Man gets an update because I don't think it's being sold anymore. It was a long time ago. Who knows? Maybe it is. But you know what's funny about that? People ask me all the time, how many do you have? I go, none.
Yeah.
Like that's not, when I like do my, like when I talk to people and they ask me what kind of work I've done, Beer Man never comes up. Like I'm not like, well, and by the way, you probably know me from Beer Man.
It's Beer Man.
Beer Man. And so it never comes up. So I was like, I have none of them. They're like, I would have bought like 10 of those things. I'm like, what? No, I absolutely don't need that doll. Like, you know, that's not something I'm like, hey guys, look, here's your Christmas present. My voice singing 99 bottles of beer.
So, I'm Googling it to see if it's still available. Beer Man.
Yeah. Any more? Any other ones?
Oh my goodness. I think the one other one. There was two that with the Microsoft. The other one was, and I think I told this with Marissa about going in and getting copy. And you know, my background is radio. So when I first started doing voice acting, commercial copy is just a little different between what they hand you from the production director at a radio station to when you're doing voice acting. And I think I was just so used to, you know, being 25 years in radio and then making this switch and turning, I was just in that radio frame of mind. I get the copy for a commercial. And I just look at it and I go, I made a comment of like, this is not written good.
Don't do that, by the
way.
Don't do that.
Do not ever do that. Do not. It happened. So the guy who hired me, which was the producer, when I said it, I looked up at him and I saw the look on his face and I went, oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. You know, and I'm like, oh, but I can work with it. I can, you know, I'm trying to, you know, and I just like, so the thing is, we ended up doing it. It turned out good. They ended up really happy. But I knew right then and there, no, do not just look at that. Keep all thoughts to yourself. You can ask questions, you know, on how you want it delivered. But if it's not written, if it looks like you're going, huh, listen, they've been looking at that. They look at that over and over and over again. So that's the copy that they give you. That's the one you want. Do not make any comments.
Yeah, definitely not. That is something I always, that's funny. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I don't like it. But everything else has been great.
Yeah. I had another one, but as a producer. I get to produce the voiceover for this animated film. Well, okay. So it's a movie called Get a Grip, which is actually making the rounds right now. This is funny. It was a long time ago, but it's making the rounds right now at all the what do they call them? The movie festivals.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but this was quite a while ago. Yeah. But I produced the voiceover for there was a part of the movie that went into animation, and now again, here's an example of the kind of. Sometimes you're surprised by what you're doing. Like they're very vague. Hey, we want you to produce the voiceover for this animated clip in this movie. It's only like a 3-minute animated clip. So the voice actors come in, and it was a man and a woman. And what here's the premise of this is they fall in love, and the movie kind of transitions all of a sudden into animation where they're both superheroes. They fly up in the air.
Oh, wow.
They start making out.
Wait, while they're flying?
And it gets worse than that. Yes. So they basically make love as superheroes in the air. This is the voiceover I'm supposed to produce. So as I'm watching it, I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be something. And then it turns out also that the animation was done by someone who was French.
Oh.
So the mouth
doesn't
match up with the script exactly. There's like extra syllables here and there because, you know, when someone who's French speaks English, they might say it a little differently. So I had to change the script as we went along to make it make sense. But here's what got weird. Mm-hmm. It's not weird enough already. Yeah. So first, the female voice actor went in. She did all of hers. And there was quite a bit of moaning and things like that. I also had to capture. It wasn't quite pornographic, but it was close. So there was quite a bit of moaning and smooching and all of that that she did besides some words. She comes back in, the guy goes in, and the guy is really stiff. Like forgive the, that, I don't mean it that way, by the way. Tina has a very, very dirty mind. No, that's not what I meant. He was awkward, seemed nervous.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to coach him through it, which is weird for me too, because I'm trying to do demonstrative direction, which is very strange in that with that
for
script.
For that one, it is.
And so then they realized that I felt like I was very awkward, and so the voice actors, especially the female voice actor, realized quickly that I felt really awkward doing this particular script. And so she started kind of teasing me. She goes, "Hey, you know what? Maybe it'd be easier if I go in there with them and help them." I'm like, no. No, that would not be easier. And then I realized she was teasing me. She was like smiling. I'm like, oh, I get it. Very funny. I'm like,
no, please don't.
So that was a funny but most awkward one for me.
Yeah.
But that movie is making the awards rounds. I guess it's like these movie festivals where people win awards and things. So, but it was funny. That was a long time ago. I bet you that was had to be at least 15 years ago, maybe longer.
Oh wow! And it's just coming out. That's crazy.
Well, no, it had come out before. It was released already. Right. It's on IMDb and all that. But so it had been out, but then I think they re-released it for like all these film festivals all of a sudden.
That's crazy. Oh, all right. We're gonna have to watch this just for that part.
That was one of the probably wildest and. I will say, I always think to myself, if they had told me the entire scope of what was going to happen, would I have accepted that job?
Oh, yeah, would you?
And I guess I probably would have because I don't have, I don't know if there's any jobs that I would be like, that's not true. If it was like XXX, I definitely would be like, no, absolutely not. Yeah. But I probably still would have done it because it's worth the story.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth the story anyway, you know? Those are the two for me that really stick out. Like when people ask the strangest jobs, I think those are the two that really stick out. Do you have any others or is that?
No, those are the two. Everything else has been pretty smooth, you know, going into a booth has been pretty smooth, you know, those are my two.
I haven't had any, I think those are the two for me too. It's funny that we both have two of them.
Yeah.
But I did have a voiceover job not that long ago for a client where this is how I talk. Like I'm talking right now how I talk.
Yeah, just so you ever.
And so they gave me a script and I did it like this. Like this is my voice.
Yeah.
And the clients kept saying, "Hey, can you sound a little less announcer like?" And I was thinking, "Oh boy, this is me though." Like I'm not doing this. I'm not like, "Hey, this is John." You know, I was talking like I'm talking now and he kept saying, "It's your voice. Your voice just sounds announcer like." And I'm like, I'm like, okay. And so I was like, then I was like, all of a sudden I'm like in my head.
Yeah.
I'm like raising the pitch of my voice. Like, okay. So, like, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. This is my voice. And so we eventually did get the job done, but I was like, it like messed me up for a while. Cause I was like, wait a minute, this is my normal voice. I'm not putting anything on.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that was, it was a bizarre one. And it was kind of a serious piece. Wasn't a lot of, there was no joking around in it. So, but it was for like pain management or something. So, but I was still like blown away. I was like, I'm not doing anything with my voice. Yeah. That's announcer. Like,
are you in pain?
Are you in pain? Like, I wasn't doing that. I was just doing it like this. But you know, you have to listen to the client. It was the client too, not the producer. The client was like, can it sound a little? And I was like, okay. You just, and you know, you have to kind of like, As a voice actor, that's part of this.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to agree. It's not up to you.
No.
You just have to take that direction and go, okay, and then do your best. And, you know, it took a while. It was funny because usually, like, it was like a 60-second spot. I consistently, at this point in my career, can get 60-second spots done in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But this one took like a full hour. I was like, I felt like I was new again. You know, it was like, they're just so specific. And
That's just so crazy. I don't hear that announcer voice. I don't hear that at all.
Yeah, so, I didn't think, but you know, it's I don't know. Maybe it was weird because they picked me based on my demo, so they heard my demo.
So they heard the voice that you're doing.
The voice,
you weren't doing anything announcer in
but,
there.
But you know, sometimes clients just want something very specific. I've had that happen before, where I was doing a video game, and the person doing the video game, the creator of the video game, said, "Do you know any voice actors?" It was great because I get to bring people in. So they said, "Do you know any voice actors who sound?" Like, I think it was 30 years old. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, actually, I do. I said, I have this voice actor I know really well that is 30 years old.
Yeah.
He was 30 years old.
30, yeah.
So he came in and the guy goes, he sounds like super old. Hmm. By the way, he didn't. Yeah. He sounded 30. This guy was 30 years old and he sounded 30. And he goes, he just sounds super old. And I'm thinking, what? This is wild. And so this voice actor, same thing, goes, okay, I can sound younger. And he did like a younger voice and it sounded like he was in his teens. I mean, it really did.
Yeah.
And the creator of the video game goes, perfect. And I go, how, I don't usually ask this, but how old are you? Because they patched him in. We didn't see him. And he goes, well, I'm 21. I go, So to a 21-year-old, 30 is ancient. You know what I mean?
Like,
it was perspective, right? Mm-hmm. So this 21-year-old was thinking, this guy sounds so old, but he was 30. He sounded 30. And he wanted him to sound his idea of what 30 sounds like, which really was like young sounding.
Yeah. All right. So I get it. Yeah.
So that was weird, but that was, again, that wasn't really on me. I felt bad for this, but he took it in stride, real professional.
Yeah.
He was like, this guy just sounds really old. And, and the guy didn't bat an eye. He was like, okay, I can sound younger.
Yeah, that's good. He didn't take it hard. He was just like, all right, all right, let me try something else.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
And I did this voice that totally sounded like an animated show of a teenager.
Yeah.
And the guy and this person who was like, I love it. Perfect. Like, wow, all right. Sounds good.
Well, that's what I tell students too. You might get in there with one way, they will have you do one way, you know, and then they listen to it and then go, you know what, let's try it a whole different way because we want something different, you know, because they listen to your voice and their script and say, okay, you know what, let's go younger. Let's go older, something like that. So you have to be prepared for that.
You do. And they change the script all the time, too.
Oh,
that happens all the time. Sometimes it's, and I tell people, don't take it personally because sometimes it's not, it is your voice, by the way, but in a positive way. They'll say, like, they love your voice. So they'll say, okay, you know what? This doesn't work with her voice.
Yeah.
So let's, and sometimes once people start to trust you, they'll even ask you, they'll say, how would you say this? Like, this doesn't sound right. This doesn't sound right with your voice. How would you say this? I've had that happen many times. And I'm like, okay, well, I would probably say it like this. Okay, let's try that. And they're like, oh, perfect. You know, so, you know, never take a per. I know it's hard. I think it's hard for anybody in the arts in general, right? Yeah. In any creative industry, we tend to take it personally because many times anything we do that's creative, we feel like it's a piece of us.
Yeah.
But voice acting is very different. You're kind of the, you know, you're the clay, right? Mm-hmm. That they're going to try to mold. And sometimes you'll think of something, you'll do it and they'll love it, but sometimes they won't.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to go, okay, hey, I'm not the one paying the bills here. You know, they're paying me. So that's my job. And I've witnessed as a producer, I've witnessed the people I'm directing getting not happy. starting to get more, like they like the more direction I give them, the more like they're like, you know, and you don't want to do that. You don't ever want, because those people, I go, oh, I don't really want to work with this person again, because when I give them direction, they just don't take it very well.
Yeah.
And so always be careful with that. Always just listen, you're the clay. And it is a collaborative effort. I always try to make that clear. Listen, I appreciate voice actors who are creative as part of your job title, right? It's read out loud, be creative, take direction. So I appreciate your creativity. And sometimes you will do something that I didn't think of, that I might not even like at first, but when I play it back, I go, ooh, that works. But don't get upset if I don't like something that you're doing.
Yeah,
You know, as a voice actor, you have to kind of really let it roll off your shoulders. I think it's the ultimate test of being a Buddhist.
Yeah.
You have to be a voiceover Buddhist.
Yes, you do.
You know, you have to be like, okay, so, yeah, whatever, okay. Sounds good. Yep. Let it roll off your back. It's hard, I know. So there we go. I think that's a good episode. It's an episode.
I think so too.
Unforgettable jobs. And I hope I hope everyone out there enjoyed that one. I haven't got to tell those stories in a while. So that's good. Awesome. Well, I want to thank everybody very much for listening. Once again, something we forget to do, I won't forget this time. If you have ideas for episodes, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, you can reach out to me at johng@voicecoaches.com. Again, johng@voicecoaches.com.
Or tina@voicecoaches.com. Simple.
There you go. All right, we out.
Out.